Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to say thank you so much for spending your time with us today. Today is going to be an exciting show. It's the first of a Saturday series. You know, I've been getting a lot of requests from my listeners to, share with them more information than just little me can provide, and that is exactly what this show is going to do. Reality Spirituality, let me just explain a little bit to my new listeners what Reality Spirituality is. Reality Spirituality is a show about our everyday life experiences, what happens to us every single day. I'm talking about from standing in the line at the grocery store, standing in line at the grocery store to catching the bus, to coworkers, family members, all our relationships, all of our circumstances, all of our situations. And in every one of those situations, believe it or not, there is a link to spirituality, and there's also a link and to our personal vibration. This show, Reality Spirituality, is all about our personal vibration. Now, what the hell does that mean? Well, we're all made of energy. Everything you see is energy. Everything in the universe is energy. And so energy all vibrates at certain frequencies. Just think about turning on your radio, and you turn to a country station because you want to listen to country, or you turn to a rock station because you want to listen to rock, or you turn to a talk station like this one. And basically, this show, Reality Spirituality, is about raising your vibration, staying connected to the universe or to source, so you can live, I don't want to say live, but each moment is going to be happy. Each moment is going to be peaceful. Each moment is going to be filled, is going to be harmonious. And believe it or not, we can live and we can exist and we can go through this thing called life being peaceful, but the peace and all of the harmony and all of the happiness comes from within. So this show, Reality Spirituality, shares with you ways, tools, strategies, different perspectives, how to remain happy, how to remain connected, how to remain peaceful, how to remain joyful, regardless of what happens to you. I have a special guest today, and her name is Lisa Harvest. And before we go on, I want to let you know that I did open up the chat room today. We have, so you can call, you can chat with your questions. We can do that live. And let me say a little bit about my very special first Saturday series guest. Lisa Harvest is a metaphysician. She's a board-certified holistic health practitioner and author of the book Just Believe. And today we're going to talk to Lisa about growing up with the ability to see and talk to angels. That's right, see and talk to angels. And to help heal people, she helps people heal by just touching them and having a knowing about the spiritual world and an afterlife that's beyond what most of us can even comprehend or understand. But she is going to break all of this down for us. I am so excited. We're going to talk to Lisa today, and she also has her own radio show. Guess what it's titled? Just Believe. I love the title. I love the concept. I love meeting her. Lisa Tarvis, welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, Rebecca.
Yes, yes. My listeners, this is going to be the first time we've talked about being able to talk to angels or being able to talk to our guides or to help heal people by touching them. This show is mostly about, you know, practical, but I love expanding it because there's so much that we don't know or don't realize, and it's just more than our five senses. So can you please explain to me and my listeners, what is metaphysical healing?
Well, metaphysics is a huge, of course, umbrella of different types of topics, and it's of interest to me. The reason I pursued an education in it and a career in it is because it was a challenge. I don't think anything that I do, anything that I'm about, is ever really going to be able to be proven, and I love that. It's a challenge. It's just, to me, it's just like, you know, that my goal is to someday be able to prove something about the spiritual, our spiritual existence, and actually, you know, make it something concrete that people can relate with and not have to necessarily just have faith in. So, you know, so I, you know, whether or not I'll be successful at that, and I'm not down talking myself, but the bottom line is that I'm not really sure that we've ever been able to do that in the past thousands of years. Why I would be the one to be able to make that happen, I'm not sure, but you never know. So, but with under metaphysics, I do a lot of different things. I'm a holistic health practitioner, board certified, and I do a lot of counseling with just kind of making people understand that there's so much more to the world, and things are so we overcomplicate things so much, and we have the ability to change our lives by changing the way we think, by stopping the negative talk that we constantly get, you know, do in our heads, and turning that into positive thought, and it's life changing. It's absolutely life changing. And then there are so many levels to it. So that's part of what I do. Obviously, I you know, with my abilities to communicate with the afterlife, you know, with the spiritual realm, meaning angels and deceased loved ones. Once in a while, I don't advertise that I can do that, but it does happen. And to be able to communicate with spirit guides, and also having an ability to, I was, you know, born as someone who had this desire to touch people that weren't well, and turned out that it actually was helpful in healing them. So I took that into something called Reiki, and was Reiki attuned, which kind of focused the energy. And so I do a lot of hands-on healing using Reiki as my method.
Well, you've said so much.
Yeah, I know. There's so much there. I know.
Right, but I love that intro. I love that intro because it just for so many reasons it helps people to understand that there is so much more than just what we've been taught or what we've been, you know, conditioned to believe. And I believe right now that the world is shifting. It is changing, and people are becoming more open because there's such a need. There's such a need for it. There's such a need to feel other than I can't even think of it, to feel good. What, you know, we're so much feeling that. But I want to touch on something that you said about changing your thoughts. And that's one thing that I talk about on this show is our perspective. If you change your perspective on anything, you can change your life. And I just, so let's go to this negative thinking, if you will. Let's go to this negative thinking. What, because all of us, there's not one person that can't relate to that. And I've actually spent a lifetime of, you know, being my own worst critic. And so how can we, or is it even possible to get rid of or eliminate negative thinking?
It's certainly not impossible. I actually just wrote an article I sent to be published just yesterday about, the idea of happiness being a choice that we make every day. And, you know, we do that by it starts first thing when we wake up. You know, we start a day of choices and making choices. And when you're not, nobody has a perfect life. We don't all love every minute of our days. We have challenges. Things aren't always easy. And it's our perspective and how we handle, you know, we're all on a path. We're all headed towards something. You know, we have goals, small goals, big goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. And when we're all trying to do that, every once in a while we end up having just a really big tree, like I described in my article, fall from somewhere and block our way. And the perspective part of it is, okay, what do I do? Some people look at that tree and they're like, I'm out, it's over, can't, you know, there's nothing I can do, a tree just fell. And then there's the perspective of, well, okay, now I got to figure out a way to get over that tree, get through that tree, whatever, and to get it out of the way so that I can continue on my path. So, you know, the negative self-talk can come down to we're people who, you know, you say you don't like your job, you don't like what you do, and so you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to go into this lousy job. I can't believe that, you know, I got to deal with my boss who is such an ass, and I can't believe that I've got to, you know, all these different things. And that's a way we talk, and we that's how we're thinking. That's our self-talk. And instead, you know, we can complain about the drive. The drive's too long. It's the traffic's horrible. And instead of thinking that way, what we can do is just say, well, I'm glad I have a job. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't. I'm lucky to have a job. The drive to work, I get to organize my thoughts. I get to organize my day. I can, you know, I can make some phone calls, of course, safely using your headset, and get caught up on some things. There are just different ways that, you know, you think. Everything, you finding the positive and the stuff that isn't perfect. You know, focusing on the positive instead of staying so focused on all the bad, all the negative.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like we're sisters. I feel like we're related because that's exactly what I talk about. And number one, I have to say, you can use any kind of language on my show that you want. I love that you use the word ask. Let's do it. Yeah. What I'm saying. You know what? I love your analogy about the tree falling. I take it to even a different, you know, different way. I know that whatever happens in my life that people say is a challenge or is like, for instance, my listeners know, but my mother disinherited me. And even though I'm disinherited, I talk to her every day. She just visited last weekend for Mother's Day. I hadn't seen her in 5 years. So, but at first when it happened, I was, oh my God, my life was ending. Why? But now I look at the reason. There is a reason why that tree falls. And the reason,
right,
100% out of 100%, is it's for our betterment. Whether we want to whether we can see it at the time or not. But that tree falling is, and if you look at all of your crises or your challenges as something that is a gift, it's actually a gift. That even changes even more. But you, like you said, you have to really believe and trust. I have to believe and trust and really surrender to the universe and let them know, let the universe know that I'm okay with whatever you throw at me, because whatever you throw at me, I know it's for my own good.
Absolutely. And it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not something that people can't just become this way overnight. They can't just say, okay, well, from now on, I'm going to go from being, I describe it in my article as being a P or an N, a P personality or an N personality, positive or negative. I'm not going to go from being an N to a P overnight. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes constantly being aware of every little thought that's coming into your head and then changing it. It's not magic and it's not easy. You know, it takes time. But it can be done, and that's the big thing is that people have to realize that they actually, it's not something that you, just because you've lived and say you're, 55 years old and you've lived 55 years as an N personality, as being a negative person, it doesn't matter. You can still change it. It's not one of those, you can't teach an old dog new tricks things. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you'd be surprised. You can teach anybody anything.
And you're absolutely right. It does. That's the thing. It's a road less traveled. It's taken me decades to get here. And what I say to my listeners is, any new habit, you start off really small. Start off small. Just spend an hour of your day or a half hour of your day doing something different, having a different perspective, just very small a day, or even a half hour a week. But coming down to, I've also found one of the things that this show does, Reality Spirituality, is break everything down to its least common denominator. And the analogy, the story that I say is, number one, you have to really want. You have to really, really want. Like you have to want to breathe, like you have to want to live. You have to just want to be happy. You want to have this peaceful place. You want to be there. That's number one. Then you do the exercises and know and be patient with yourself. Be very patient.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole thing. It's just like dieting or starting an exercise plan. If we don't see instant results, we're a society of people that want instantaneous results. We have no patience anymore. Everything is automatic. Everything just happens. There's no planning. There's no everything just happens. So if we, start a diet and, we weigh ourselves 2 days later and we haven't lost any weight, we give up because there's no immediate benefit there. And it's the same thing with this. It becomes something that you have to, it becomes frustrating. Well, my life's no different. Well, it will be in time. Give it time. It's not an instantaneous thing. It's not going to happen immediately, but like you said, just taking those 30 minutes a day or 30 minutes a week, whatever it is that you can do, and be aware of every thought that comes into your head. And as it comes into your head, just in that brief amount of time, as it comes into your head, reprogram yourself. Okay, I just had a negative thought. Let me find the positive in that, situation that I'm being negative about. And by doing that, you're reprogramming your brain. You're rewiring the way you are, the way you process things, and you're changing your life 1 minute, 1 second, one thought at a time.
Yes. I love all of this. This is something that's just that's recent for me. Have you heard about, his name is Panache Desai?
No, I don't think I have, actually.
Okay. He's actually really blowing up right now. And he says, he's such an irrelevant, not irrelevant, irreverent spiritual teacher, guide, whatever. He starts talking about this negative thoughts, and he has a different take on it. And I have to say that I'm really interested, because he talks about even the negative thoughts, everything that we're experiencing, instead of trying to eliminate or get rid of, just embrace it. It comes back to the resist nothing, and flow with everything. And
absolutely,
even the negative thoughts, I just wanted to just add to what you said. Let's start embracing all of our shit. Let's start embracing all of it, and then wanting maybe something different, but embrace what is, as opposed to, oh, there I go again. But it's all about loving our journey, loving our existence, loving our experiences. And let's stop being so hard on ourselves. I mean, that's right. Where I am right now. I mean, I'm the biggest critic of my I'm my own biggest critic, and I'm tired of it.
We all are,
I want some pats on the back. I want some pats on
right.
the back.
Yeah, and sometimes you've got to give them to yourself, because there's not always a long line of waiting to pat you on the back. I mean, we give, and we don't get acknowledgement. We sometimes don't get. I mean, especially I happen to have three teenagers, so if I'm looking for kudos from anybody, for everything that I go through and put up with and do for them, I'm going to be waiting a really long time. You know, it's not reality. So. You know, you really, if I don't look at myself and say, you know what, I'm a good mom, I'm doing the best I can, you know, with the situation that I'm in, who's nobody else is going to do that for me. So it's really important. And that other way of thinking that we were just talking about, where you're embracing all the thoughts and not resisting and all of that. You know, that's very similar to the way I teach people to meditate. When I'm going into, like, when I'm teaching people how we meditate, everybody's like, well, they say you're supposed to blank your mind. I'm like, that's totally wrong. We cannot blank our minds. Our minds, our brains are thinking all the time. If our brain's not thinking, we're dying or dead. You know, we have to think. So instead of, and I always say, instead of worrying about the thoughts that are coming into our head, that you're sitting there and you're trying to receive, praying is talking to God, meditation is listening to God. So we're in listening mode, we're in receptive mode, and all these thoughts, we can sit there, we could be listening, and then all of a sudden, gosh, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? Okay, well, I just got off track. I just thought about dinner. That's fine. Acknowledge that you had the thought. And let it go, acknowledge that the thought came, acknowledge it, and then release it, and then go back to, that quiet state that you were in before. It's a similar concept there. It's not about fighting. It's not about winning or losing. It's about accepting, and that whatever's going on is going on. And just letting go, just releasing it.
Accepting and flowing I just got a little bit of feedback. Accepting and flowing and just relaxing with all of it. I love that. And I love that you said that basically is the truth. How can we turn our minds off? Well, this is the other thing. We're all so different. We're as I say on my show, we're as different as our fingerprints. And I encourage my listeners to find what works for them, whether it's with music or, believe it or not, don't tell anybody, Lisa. I have thousands of listeners, but please don't tell anyone. I don't meditate. I do a lot of Yes, just don't tell anyone. I do a lot of I do a lot of thinking in the shower. I think that I think in the shower or if I'm on the bus, but I don't sit down in in one spot. And I'm not saying that it's a good thing or it's a whatever. It's just something that I don't do. Now I might start doing it next week or a month from now, but the meditation thing is just not one of my things right now. It's just not.
Well,
just
but
for
you
me.
Know what? You know what? You know what? I mean, you know, if we're going to tell secrets, I'm a metaphysician, a holistic health practitioner, and I don't meditate either in the way you're saying.
No.
I don't have time. But do I meditate? Yeah. When I'm taking that shower, I'm meditating. When I'm vacuuming, I'm meditating. All I'm doing
is
I'm in receiving mode. I'm someplace else. I'm not when I'm washing the dishes. You know, I love washing dishes. Like the dishwasher's great and all that. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes it's just nice to wash dishes and you blank. Your mind just goes. You go somewhere else, and all of a sudden, the stuff just comes to you. And I have some of my best ideas that come to me during that time. That's meditating. I'm receiving information. I'm receiving. I'm just not sitting in a yoga position. With music playing in the background. That's a practice, a ritual. I don't think you have to do that in order to meditate.
Well, see, I love that. Did I tell you we were related or what?
I know, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a little bit of gene research here. We'd go back a few, to find out what's going on.
Exactly. But like energy attracts like energy. That's all I have to say.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's so important for our listeners, or my listeners, your listeners, whoever's listening to this, that you don't have to find what works for you. And I love your examples of washing dishes. Some people might meditate when they're gardening.
Absolutely.
Whatever. And let me go back to something else that you said, which is really important. This was a few minutes ago. You said, when I was talking about, giving myself a pat on the back, and you said, sometimes you're not going to get it from other people. Well, you know what I discovered, Lisa? I discovered that I am never going to get it from anybody else but what I do get. Because if I depend on, I say humans, when I depend on these humans to give me what I need, I'm screwed.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Right.
And so this is who I depend on. I ask the universe. And you know what? The universe gives me an A+ on every task during any behavior, doing whatever I have to say. The universe gives me an A+. I pass every class.
Right.
Yeah. And I've let go of. Listen, it's not overnight, maybe years, maybe more than, maybe a few decades. I'm 110 now, and I'm still, learning. But you're supposed to laugh at that. I'm not 110.
Oh, geez. I didn't know.
But, get what you need. From the universe, get what you need from you, and you will never be disappointed, ever.
Right. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
so,
true.
So would you like to share a little bit about some of your challenges? You said you have teenagers. What?
Oh, my
some
gosh.
There you go.
You want to hear some swear words? Get me talking about my teenagers. 14, 18, and 19. My two oldest are from my first marriage, and they are 10 and a half months apart. So they were in the same grade, graduated last year together. Different as night and day. completely. And it is, you know, you've got, I've got one, my oldest, my son, who kind of just like goes through life waiting to see what happens, not really sure what's going on. And then I've got my daughter who's so driven to succeed that she stresses herself out beyond, you know, it's ridiculous. Everything that I teach, she ignores, you know, like everything that I'm about. All the stuff that I, you know, it's like you would think your kids would get it, you know. I mean, this is like I'm like, why are you sweating the small stuff here? Why are we? You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, so intense. And then I have a stepdaughter who is who lives with me full time and who is the daughter of my husband who is. Divorced as well from his first marriage, and she's 14. And I mean, they're all great kids. They really are. They're awesome kids. But 14-year-old girls, you know, not always easy. A little moody, you know. You've got all these different dynamics, and they think you're the biggest moron to ever walk planet Earth.
Well, aren't we? Of course. Oh my God, I love it. So they, I mean, I'm smiling here because I went through it. So and the girls, I think the girls are. You said something about your 18-year-old girl when you said she's doing the opposite of what you're teaching. But let me say this because I have one son and he's 28, and let me say this. It will come back. They might not get it right now, but they will get it. Believe me. Having you as the example, because it's not your words. Your words do not teach. Your behavior teaches. So
absolutely.
They will get it. Yeah, they will get it.
Yeah, and sometimes though, you know, I find myself, and I don't know how you are, but I find myself sometimes not walking my own talk. You know, so that's my big challenge in my life for me personally is I'm really, really good at telling everybody else, you know, how to live their lives and how to, you know, be happy and how to, you know, not sweat the small stuff and, you know, and all this stuff. But once in a while, I you know, I catch myself doing everything that I say not to do. You know, I'm a big preacher of forgiveness. I totally believe that, you know, we spend way too much time angry and in an unforgiving state. And every once in a while, you know, I sometimes get stuck in a place where it's very hard for me to forgive someone that hurts me, you know.
Oh, wow. You know what? You're really, okay, now this is what I call getting down to the nitty gritty. Yeah. Because you're absolutely right. And another thing, I want my listeners to know that, listen, we're all in the same boat. We're more alike than we are different. And I call it, you talking about walking the walk and talking the talk, I call it getting disconnected, like, you know, you unplug from the universe, you just kind of unplug. And, of course, it happens. And sometimes it happens during some different cycles than others. Maybe it's correlated with the full moon. I know I'm cold, you know, I know when the full moon comes out. I mean, I actually grow hair on my chest and start howling.
I love the full moon. I love the full moon. There's nothing more energizing to me than the full moon. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me hit you with this, because now we're really talking about something really good about forgiving. I wrote a whole chapter on forgiveness, and
ew.
Yes. There's actually the book is coming out. The book release is going to be in June. I just got packages. I'm one of 17 contributing authors to this book, and it's titled "If I Knew Then What I Know Now," and it's basically about the quality, you know, of our search for quality of life, our search for or oneness, and it's 17 authors sharing their story. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really going to be. I'll keep you posted on that. And this big thing about forgiveness. It's, oh my God. Number one, since we all are energy and since we all vibrate and we, you know, this whole thing, when you said you're in this mode of not wanting to forgive when someone's hurt your feelings, basically your vibration is different. You know that, right? Your vibration is different.
Yep, absolutely.
And so what I tell my listeners is you're going to attract whatever your vibration is. And so we know that if you are not forgiving or you're angry or feeling hurt, whatever, you're going to attract more of that. Now, one of the things that, that I say is you're not forgiving. You're not forgiving for them. You're forgiving. And you know this, Lisa. You know this.
Absolutely.
You're forgiving for your, you're forgiving for yourself. And you said something about hurting your feelings.
Yeah, well, I mean, I find that people, you know, that people, I, you know, I also wrote a chapter of when of my book on forgiveness because I think it's very important. My book was written, you know, I started it was basically about my abilities, my you know psychic gifts and intuitive gifts and things like that. But you know, but all the way those gifts formed my belief system, what I believe. And so that, you know, that's the whole idea. So I put in my book, you know, some of my big things, you know, and the things that I really focus on. And, you know, and each chapter, you know, each, and it's a very simple book. It's a simple to read book because you, each chapter is just a taste of like I could write a whole book on every chapter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want it to be simple, easy read for people to, you know, to just get a lot out of a few pages and it not be so many of the books that are out, you know, so many of the books that come out on spirituality, metaphysics, whatever, you know, you need a PhD to understand. You know, they're so complicated. So I wanted this to be just simple and easy that a kid could pick it up and read it and understand it. But when I wrote my chapter, I wrote a chapter on forgiveness being a big issue. I mean, a thing for me that I just feel like we all get stuck in. You know, I wrote a chapter called Judgment Sucks because I hate, you know, that whole judging thing, you know, the whole everybody judging everybody. But when it comes to the forgiveness part, I think that we spend, you know, so much. I think this is why we get sick. This is where I think disease comes into play, because we spend so much energy instead of us using the energy that we have to feel to keep ourselves healthy. We're using it to hold on to anger. You know, we're using it to hold on to this ugly thing inside of us that got hurt at one point. And, you know, it could be a big hurt, like a relationship hurt. It could be just somebody saying something that hurts your feelings, you know, something small. But we keep replaying it in our mind over and over and over again, and we relive it every time we replay it. And so we're bringing our energy down, and we're using our energy to focus on that thing. So if we stop doing that, if we acknowledge, okay, that hurt my feelings, that was not nice, and I don't like that they did that.
Right. Well, let me cut in here. Let me cut in just for a minute because listen. One of the things I do with my guests from time to time is take them and then I rake them over the coals. You ready to be raked over the coals?
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. No one can hurt your feelings, my dear Lisa. No one can hurt your feelings. Are you kidding me? No one can hurt your feelings.
I think what? That you have to give permission for somebody to hurt your feelings. You have to, I mean, you're basically, but you know, my process is you're right. Nobody can hurt your feelings unless you allow them to hurt your feelings.
That's right. You're actually, when Well, yeah, I was just going to say, when you say someone's hurt my feelings, this is my whole thing. I'm really into getting everybody out of the equation. When I talk about maintaining happiness and maintaining and sustaining happiness, there is no one else in the equation. It's only me and the universe. And anytime I put anyone in my equation, then I'm fucking up the stew. Because I cannot have someone else in my equation. It's only me and the universe. And let me just say this. I mean, someone could tell me years ago, gee, Rebecca, you look tired. It would ruin my whole day. I look tired.
Yeah, right.
I was like, you know, or whatever it is. You gain weight, you lost weight, you look whatever. It would ruin my day. And so my quest for happiness came. I tell my listeners, I wanted two things in my life. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this wanting to be happy has been a journey of mine. And to take everybody out of the equation, take the teenagers out, take my son out, take my mother out, take my coworkers out, take my relationships out. They have to get out of my equation, and then I can be happy. Now, when I'm happy, when I'm settled, I'm not saying to you know, discard these people and they're on you know, a mountain somewhere, but they cannot be in my equation for me to be happy. It just does not work. So when you said
but isn't there that instant moment when somebody says something, okay? There's that second that just, even if it's a second, you know, a small amount of time that you're like, ouch.
I know exactly what you're saying. And, yeah, there was a second like that a year ago. Now there's not even a second.
That's great. I mean, seriously, that's great. If you can actually get to that point, and that's a point that I haven't reached yet. I still get the ouch. You know, I'll be like, ouch, and then I let it go. I mean, then I process it, and I'm like, all right, you know, that was hurtful, but I'm going to let it go. You know, so that's just a place I haven't reached yet. You know, to have it not even smart a little for a second. You know.
Yeah, I know exactly, and there's, listen, I'm not sitting up here saying that I've reached every mountain. But that particular one, yes, and this is another reminder for my listeners. Listen, this stuff takes time. I was talking to my mother yesterday. Oh, my mother came to visit. It was insult after insult after insult after insult.
Yeah.
From my mother, my own mother. Number one, I hadn't seen her in 5 years, and even though I'm an exercise instructor, I mean, I'm teaching aerobics for over 30 years. You know, you go through a change of life, and you gain a little bit of weight, and I gained
weight,
and I used to be like a pencil. I used to be a stick. All I was muscles and bones.
Right.
And now I got a little fluff on me. I got a little fluff, and my mother would not get over. She calls me Becky. Becky, you gained so much weight. What's wrong? What are you eating? Are you still exercising? What are you doing? And blah, 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 blah. And then this is the best part. And she just told me this yesterday. I changed my hair color. I used to have these blonde streaks, light brown blonde streaks, and now my hair is darker. Becky, I think you would look a lot better with some blonde streaks. This is the thing. These people, they want, and this is my thing, they want you to resist. Whatever they put out, if your feelings are hurt, you're actually resisting. Whatever they say, oh, you think I've gained a little bit, like, you know what, you're absolutely right. Do you think my hair needs to be a little bit lighter? Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna think about that. So you don't give them anything. It's like them playing a game and you let them, a basketball game, and you let them score every basket. You let them score. You let them score. You let them score. And then you're out of the equation. Let them score. Hello?
That's amazing. That's an amazing way to look at it, and that's an amazing way to, an amazing place to be. And I hope that, you know, at some point, I hope we can all get to that place. I mean, that's awesome. That's like the ultimate, like, you know, screw the world. Throw it at me. Say whatever you want. Nobody is ever going to think you look perfect. Nobody is ever going to think you shouldn't have something be different about yourself. And you know what? That's about them. That's not about us. You know, what your mom's saying to you, the negative comments and things, there's her issues, not your issues. You know what I mean? So that makes so much sense.
Well, let me say this. This is another thing that I love to say. So I have a question. What you there's a man with a hump on his back. There's a man walking around with this huge, huge, grotesque hump on his back. And what do you think that man wants more than anything else?
He wants that hump to be gone.
No, wrong answer.
What's the right answer?
It's so cute. He wants to give you the hump too.
Yeah, right.
So these people,
that's like my philosophy on energy vampires. You know, one of my favorite topics is talking about people that just love sucking the life out of you, and it's like one of the types is they want everybody to come over to be like they are. You know, that they're sucking the life out of you so they can make you be as negative as they are, as unhappy as they are. You know, so that's the same kind of like, yeah, right. If everybody has the hump, then, you know, that's cool. That's good.
That's one of the articles that I printed out that I read of yours, Energy Vampires, which I love, love, love. And you're absolutely right. So this is the thing. When you really think about, when you get them out of the equation and you don't take, that's another thing I tell my listeners, you cannot take anything that anybody says or anybody does, you cannot take it personally. It's really not personal. It's their shit, and they need to, you know, they want you to have that hump. They want you to feel like they're feeling. So it's really not personal. Yeah, it's not personal. So you will get to that point where the ouch is gone, because you're already there with the ouch. The next step is there is no ouch.
Right. And that's like the ultimate, that's the ultimate way to live your life. That's the ultimate way to just be connected to the universe and not have humans suck. I mean, humans suck. We suck. Humans are just horrible. And we're so mean to each other, and we're always trying, you know, and I say we as the human race, we're all just trying to beat each other up, and we do it just to bring ourselves up a little bit, just to make ourselves feel a little better. And that's so sick, you know? It's so messed up. It's so wrong, you know, on so many levels.
Well, the thing is, this is so interesting. I'm just loving our conversation, by the way. What's so interesting is when we say we think it's going to make us feel better, you're absolutely right, but the bottom line is it really doesn't. It makes us feel worse. It really makes us feel worse when we get into the same energy. You know what this is true. Last night when my mother was telling me about putting the blonde streaks in my hair and why, you know, she actually used the word, it would be exciting. I think she was trying to use reverse psychology on me. It would really be exciting if you had some blonde streaks or your hair was lighter. Wouldn't that be exciting? And then, after I hung up the phone, you know, I actually thought, this is really some reality spirituality. I said, you know what? I'm going to call my mother back. I'm going to call her back and say, you know, Mom, I've been criticized about shape my hair looks for years. I have really curly hair. Sometimes I roll it. Sometimes I let it grow natural. And when it's natural, it's really just out there, just curl, 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 curl. A big frizz ball on my head. And I like messy hair. I don't like hair that every strand is in place. And I'm talking about for me. I'm not talking about for anyone else.
Right.
And so I was going to call her back and say, you know what? I've been criticized all my life about my hair, how to wear my hair, men in my relationship, how to wear my hair. And now you're criticizing me. And I wanted to call her back and say that to make her what? Feel bad.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. And then the universe, you know, gives me, you know, lassoes me and says, you know what, you call and you start talking about any past moment. You start trying to justify or you just trying to, you know, stick it to her or be messy about any past moment. You are going to be the one that suffers. Not her, you.
Yep, absolutely. So, absolutely, because you're spending that time, you're spending that energy reliving a comment that she made. And you know, and you're just trying to pass on the hurt that she, you know, threw at you. So I mean, it's human nature. We are human, you know, and it's human nature that we're gonna screw up, and we're gonna feel things that we, you know, aren't in our best interest sometimes.
Right. But see, that's what you. Taking it all the way back to the beginning of our conversation, it's all about the choices. It's all about the choices we make. And we're not making these choices for these other people. We're not making them for them. We're making them for ourselves. And you know, tell my listeners, just sit and think. It's very simple. You said it earlier. It's very simple. Is what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do going to make me feel better or not?
Right.
You know, what am I going to be creating? What am I going to be creating? If I had made that phone call to my mother, what really am I creating? Well,
right. I agree.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, is there anything more? I mean, I cannot believe we only have 8 more minutes in the show. This has gone by. I've enjoyed this so much, Lisa.
I did too. It was really a fascinating. It's a fascinating conversation, and it's so interesting to talk to somebody. Because so much of the time I'm like just teaching, and once in a while it's really nice to learn. You know, to be able to sit back and learn, and that's awesome.
Yes. Well, I want to. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about your services? You want any closing words? Because we've got a little bit less than, well, we have 7 minutes. But.
I think there's a, you know, I do a lot of different things. And when you visit my website, you go, sometimes, I mean, people get sometimes overwhelmed because there are so many different things that I can do. And I mean, like, you know, just to help people, and that's what I'm here for. You know, I feel like I was put in this life at this time to assist people in the transformation that's going on, in the awakening of our spiritual selves, you know, and so I'm just here to assist people that are confused and not really understanding exactly what they're going through, what's going on. So many people are coming to me and they're like, I don't get it. There's something going on. I feel different, you know. And I'm like, you're having a spiritual awakening. You know, it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's just not something you're used to, not something you're comfortable with, but you'll get there, you know, you'll get there. So, you know, it's important for people there's a lot on my website. There's a lot of information to read about. There's a lot of information, obviously, in my book, you know, and my bottom line is, we all just, you know, the book, Just Believe, the title of the radio show that I do, Just Believe, It's all about stop resisting, stop trying to stop being. Everybody is so analytical. You know, there's something more than what we're doing right now. There's something so much bigger than this life we're living, you know, so much bigger, so much more important. Believe it. Faith is all about not being able to have any evidence, but we believe it anyway. You know, that's what faith is all about. So, yeah. You know, just believe that there's something more there. There's so much more there, and we have so much more control over our lives than we realize. You know, it's all about how we think, how we process, how we live, and that's right all inside of us. You know, you're gonna have some stuff that flies at you. You're gonna have trouble paying the bills sometimes. You're gonna have problems with family. Things are gonna happen. But it doesn't mean that it has to rob you of your joy.
Yes, yes. And all of those things that happen, basically, you know, you really want to get down to it. I mean, this is what I really, really, really believe. I believe that we're here. We created all this anyway. All of this life that I'm living has already, you know, I wanted this. I created this before I even came. I set this shit up to happen exactly the way it's happening.
Yeah.
So what am I doing, you know, holding on to the steering wheel, trying to drive? I say this all the time. I sit in the back seat. The universe is the chauffeur. And I let the universe drive me to what I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to sit back and enjoy the ride, enjoy all of it. This is going to really sound crazy. Enjoy not being able to pay the bills. What?
Yeah.
You heard me.
Yeah.
And let's not take all of this stuff. This life is not serious. Even death is not serious. We're walking around here thinking all of this shit is serious, and it's really not. I look to the animal kingdom a lot, and for examples, you know, these animals are not running around judging and talking about their neighbor and feeling bad that someone doesn't talk to them. Oh, this is for you, Lisa. And the animals aren't getting their feelings hurt. You know, it's just we were taught to feel this. We're conditioned to feel this. So it's about getting rid of all this conditioned thinking and this conditioned behavior. And let's start. You know, having some new thoughts and some new activities, and being patient. The other thing I say is, you know, when a baby is born, you don't sit up there and start yelling at the baby, hey, when are you going to start walking? Hey, when are you going to start crawling? When are you going to start learning how to eat? Hey, when are you going to start talking? When are you going to start going to school? No, we let the baby grow in the time that it's going to happen. And so be patient with yourself. You're that baby. You know everything is in order and you're going to experience everything at the right time in the right order.
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, we all planned this. We all planned this before we got here, and it's all happened.
Yes.
None of this stuff is a coincidence. There are no coincidences. Coincidence is a word that should be removed from the dictionary, I think. It needs to go away. There is no such thing. Everything happens because it's supposed to happen exactly when it's supposed to happen. And the way we deal with it is the thing. I mean, that's where it all gets confused, is how we're handling all of the stuff that's coming at us.
That's right. Well, let me just say this. My listeners, I know you enjoy this show because I enjoy this show, and I could just feel it. I could feel the great energy on this call. Lisa Canby, you can contact Lisa Tarvis at www.lisatarvis.com. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show today. And
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, I enjoyed it. And we are going to have to do this again, yes?
Absolutely. You just
okay.
Send me the date.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And I want to tell my listeners, you will be able to hear me live tomorrow where I answer questions from my listeners. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Alerting spirituality.
It's a new experience.